Here at the National Ethanol Conference, I'm with Rick Tolman, who is CEO of the National Corn Growers Association. Rick talked a little bit about the market potential for corn. We've heard a little bit, heard a lot, I guess, about since the last supply-demand estimates came out, that looks like corn stocks or supplies are going to be down, and that has caused us to really cause some concern. And once again, the food versus fuel issue has come up with ethanol. You presented some really interesting scenarios. You're having some research done. National Corn Growers is having some research done on how really productivity is going to pull us back out of this hole. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it really is. And if you look back, our biggest challenge is we can overproduce the market. And we have tremendous productivity going on in corn production. USDA just came out with their 10-year baseline forecast last week, and they were suggesting our demand growth would be about 1% a year for corn demand. Okay, our yield increase is about 2.5% a year, and so it's easy to do that math. Farmers respond to incentives. There's an incentive right now to produce. I can guarantee we'll have a big crop in 2011. They're going to do everything they can. They can make money. They're going to put more inputs on. They're going to increase the size of their equipment and do that. So the bigger we have these hiccups with weather things that are going on like now, and we get a little bit tight. But the bigger issue is this productivity story, and it's going to take care of us. And in the long run, we'll have enough to satisfy the market. And challenge for farmers, we'll probably have too much.
Well, and overall, last year we started out the year bad, and we had corn that was still in the ground last year that hadn't been harvested from the year before, and our yields were down last year. What do you think about 2011? You did an informal survey of some of your board members. What are they looking forward to this year?
Things are in a much different situation in 2011, and you make a great point. 2010, the impact of the terrible weather that occurred in 2009. If you recall, we had a terrible spring. We had flooding. We had a lot of farmers had to replant several times. They planted in wet, muddy conditions. We had a pretty decent summer, but then we had a terrible fall. We had early rains, early snow. A lot of corn was not able to be harvested. Farmers were not able to do their fall tillage. And that had a long tail, and that impacted the 2010 growing season. We have none of that in 2011. We had a great fall. Farmers got their crop out of the field. They did their fall tillage. They did their application of inputs. We're coming into the season in about as perfect a condition as you can have.
And that's a good thing. You also talked about new traits, specifically the Viptera trait. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, there's a continuing new traits that are coming. Viptera is a new one that's come out that has a little bit broader efficacy on certain moths and worms. And so it's being added with some of the other insect-resistant traits. So what it does is just broadens that impact for those farmers that need it and gives the corn plant more resistance to yield-robbing infestation by insects. And this is a great story, too. We have a really deep pipeline of new traits coming out, making that corn crop able to meet its genetic potential because it's able to resist environmental pressures like insects and drought and those kinds of things.
Well, and talking about the new traits and genetic potential and that kind of thing, we just had USDA approve alfalfa, biotech alfalfa. And the National Corn Growers came out really strongly in favor of that. Alfalfa is not corn. Why is it so important to the corn growers?
You know, we think biotechnology is one of the keys that's going to give us a second green revolution and help us solve this concern that all of us have about feeding the world. And while it isn't our crop or our product, and even if it's in another country, we support it because we think it's technology that the world needs to address the issues that are going on. If the rest of the world had the same yields in corn that we have, we absolutely wouldn't have a corn shortage this year. And we need policymakers, we need consumers to be comfortable with the technology. We've had it commercialized in the U.S. for over 15 years. There is not one incident of any health issue. It's increased our productivity, and so we think it's great. It's an alfalfa. It's going to help them, sugar beets, and there needs to be more commercial application of these traits, this technology, because it's our new green revolution.
Well, and speaking of that, right on the heels of that, we had the approval of a new trait for a corn trait that makes it better for ethanol. It's an ethanol corn trait, and that's good too, right?
It really is. You know, for a long time, farmers have had the vision or the hope of being able to produce a differentiated product. Right now, they're commodity producers. You know, corn's the same price in North Dakota as it is in Texas and elsewhere. But there's an opportunity as we go down the road to tailor what you produce for an end use. And this is the first one of those. This is some farmers will be able to contract with an ethanol plant and produce ethanol that has specific characteristics that are beneficial in the ethanol process. It adds a so that the farmer will be rewarded, the ethanol plant will be rewarded. And there's those same kinds of opportunities to produce things that are good for livestock use, for cattle production, for hogs, for making tortillas, chips, and those kinds of things. The neat thing is these things can also go into the food channel. They're food safe, but they add a little extra value for farmers and consumers in end-use markets.
We've got the Commodity Classic coming up almost right around the corner here. And let's get it back to the planting thing. One of the things that you're going to be talking about there, you're introducing it, showing off a calculator that's going to help farmers with their refuge management. Is this a new thing that you're going to be presenting to the growers?
It is. It's a brand new tool. It's really neat. It's an interactive tool that's up on a website, and farmers can go in and enter in the seed that they're planning to plant, and the calculator will tell them exactly what size of refuge they need, the amount of seed that they need. It's gotten a little bit confusing because we have some traits that require still a 20% refuge, some that requires a 5% refuge, and there's some geographical differences. This calculator just makes it really easy. You put down where you are, what kind of seed you're planting. It knows what kind of traits, what kind of refuge is required, and it'll come back and tell you exactly what you need to do. So it's going to be a neat tool.
Well, and what now? You've talked to your board and some other corn growers out of there. What's the mood? What's the attitude of farmers that you're going to expect to see in Tampa in a couple of weeks?
I think they're excited. Obviously, when your prices have almost doubled in a year, that helps. I think there's a little concern in the back of their minds. They know that's caused them to be a lightning rod and receive more criticism than they like. They're really frustrated with the misinformation that's out there. They're frustrated with some of the challenges to them and their programs. But overall, they're optimistic. I mean, this ethanol industry, if you just step back and look at it, it's such a dramatic story. In the last 5 years, we've come from virtually nothing to a huge industry that's displacing 10% of our imported oil. That's a great story, and corn growers are a real part of that. Biotechnology, almost 90% of our corn acres now have some biotech trait, and that's 10 years ago that was around 10-20%. That's a dramatic story. We've gone from a decade where we couldn't get corn prices over $2 and we had to rely on the government to fill in, to where now we're getting our income off the marketplace. And there's a lot of volatility, but farmers would much rather do that. So the future looks bright in that respect. They're excited that they can bring sons and daughters back into the business. They're seeing some profit opportunity. They're seeing some market entrepreneur opportunity. So all in all, I think optimistic, little nagging concerns in the back of their mind.
Thank you very much. Rick Tolman here at the National Ethanol Conference in Phoenix. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.